Hello, Cancer friends. My name is Kathy Hannes, and welcome to the podcast. Hello, Cancer friends is back again. I know I'm not very consistent. I admit it. But you know what? This whole cancer life, it gives me a new perspective. I try to live stress-free, and if I can't do the podcast, I have to delay it. I just, you know, things get in the way sometimes, unfortunately. Things like, you know, I've taken breaks before when my daughter's on summer break. I love to spend time with her, and, you know, things like surgery, which I had this year just a while back. I think it was 7 weeks ago today on February 12th. And so, hey guys, guess what? I made it and I'd love to tell you all about it. So I won't get into too many gory details. Many of you have probably gone through similar things or had your loved ones go through similar things. It's no joke, man. Oh my gosh. Anyways, so I guess I might as well start out with my health update. For me personally, if you followed my story or have listened to all the episodes, if you're that crazy, I'm teasing. It is April Fool's Day today as I record this. April Fool's, you're not crazy. I know you're not. But anyways, going back 4 years when I was diagnosed with inoperable pancreatic cancer, otherwise known as acinar cell carcinoma, which is a very rare form of pancreatic cancer, they said, you know, you're screwed. We can't operate on this massive 22 centimeter tumor. It's all clogged up in your arteries. And yeah, you better just plan on not living much longer. So that's what I did. By the grace of God and science, my genetic mutations were tested in my tumor, and it came back with a bunch of mutations that gave me the opportunity to participate in a trial of immunotherapy. So I've been on immunotherapy starting in March of 2020. It was actually the day that everything shut down for COVID, March 13th. And I was on treatment every 3 weeks through December 6th. Of just last year, 2023. And during that time, my tumor shrunk considerably. There were many other clues that the immunotherapy had killed what I had called the tumor monster. We had a biopsy that was negative for active cancer, and just my tumor marker, everything kind of led to that conclusion. But until we could get what was left of the tumor out of me, we would not know for sure. I had tossed around the idea of having surgery last year, but decided that I was feeling good enough and I just didn't want to rock the boat. Fast forward to last summer, we kind of paid a little more closer attention to a second tumor I had, which was suspicious of being a neuroendocrine tumor. It was at that point when we realized it was still alive after a PET scan. I really wanted to get rid of that thing. So my PET scan, my regular PET scan, showed that the tumor monster was dead or not active, but this neuroendocrine tumor was active. So I signed up for the surgery February 12th, had it done. It was a wild experience, I'll tell you that. I really can't complain. For me, it went just about as I had expected it to, and actually it went a little better. I think I really had myself prepared for the worst. My surgeon, however, said that it was worse than he expected. It took about, I think it was 6 or 7 hours. Much of the tumor had kind of melted away, but it kind of hung on to all sorts of my guts. Like, it was eating into my stomach and actually was into one layer of my stomach lining. I mean, you think back to when I was diagnosed and where I was at and right before the immunotherapy trial started, and it was literally invading my entire body, and that immunotherapy just stopped it in its tracks. My surgeon, I'm so happy with the job he did. He took it all out, patched up my stomach, just did a great job. Recovery wasn't that bad. The medication all worked for me. I was able to do all the things you have to do before you leave the hospital, like, you know, go potty. I'm sorry, I have a 9-year-old. I talk like that, you know. So I got to go potty. I really wasn't hungry for probably a month, especially the first 3 days in the hospital. But so food wasn't really too big a deal. I was so thrilled with how everything went. I didn't really have any complications. When I got home, I spent 3 weeks in bed. I was so fatigued. It was a lot like when I was really sick. So, you know, you just can't get up. I'd take a shower and it felt like I had been mowing the lawn for 6 hours straight with a push mower up a mountain. I mean, my heartbeat was fast and it was just crazy. As the days go on, I'm getting stronger and stronger. I tend to do too much because my brain says do, and then my body reminds me that no, you're not ready for all of that. Maybe some of what you did, but not all of it. So just taking it one day at a time. I'm just very, very lucky. So now that I'm feeling better, I am so excited to continue on with Hello Cancer Friends. I'm more dedicated to this podcast than I ever have been before. I've had yet more cancer-y experiences to share and to help other people share. So if you'd like to share your story, head on over to my website, HelloCancerFriends.com. There's a share section. If you're interested in sharing your story on the podcast, let me know. I feel really strongly that it's just helpful to let things out, to talk about feelings. That's just me, though. That may not be you. Maybe you just want to listen and be able to hear someone's story, someone that has something that sounds familiar to you, or maybe help you through something. Maybe this episode will help somebody who's about to have a major surgery. You know, maybe they will listen to my story and be like, oh, well, maybe it won't be so bad. You know, it wasn't easy. I'm not saying it was easy, but it's doable. Well, and I forgot the good news. How could I forget that? But the pathology. Sit down. If you're standing, sit. Okay? Because this is unbelievable. Against all odds, chemotherapy wasn't going to help me because I tried that. I can't remember how many rounds. 4 or 8? I don't even remember. I was so out of it when I was so sick. It did not help. It did not shrink my tumor. It did not stop the progression. Chemo was out. Surgery was out. Immunotherapy literally saved my life. That tumor monster came back negative. All the miserable little chunks and pieces inside my body, like glue, it was everywhere, stuck and gross. He got it out and it was all negative. My spleen, they took my entire spleen negative. That's where the majority of my tumor grew into. It was on the tail of my pancreas, grew into my spleen, blew it up like a hot air balloon. It was huge, 22 centimeters. So it's dead. And as we suspected, the neuroendocrine tumor was that indeed a neuroendocrine tumor. And those are pretty rare too. You may not have heard of those, but apparently they're very different than your garden variety cancer tumor. My oncologist called it a nothing burger. So I guess that's great news, and I'm glad it's gone. Like most cancer patients, I will have scans and follow-ups probably forever. Maybe it'll end some point, but right now I'm very lucky to be able to share that the surgery went fine, the pathology went even better, and I'm on my way to a new life. That's quite a 180 to have to go from planning for your family, my daughter. I have pages and pages of things I wrote to her because I didn't think I'd be here telling her about boys and periods and all that stuff moms like to talk to their daughters about. I'm an old mom, by the way. My daughter's just 9 years old, and she's so happy. Our hugs mean everything to me. Everything has changed now. Everything is important. The good things. The good things are so, so good. The sun is so bright. The trees, everything is vibrant. So I've had quite the journey from the pit of despair to the brightest of days. It's kind of hard to wrap my head around it, to be honest. I'm just going to continue what I've tried to do, take it things one step at a time, offer hope to those who feel like there is none. There is always hope. But I hate cancer. I really do. I know what it's like to be at that point where you feel like there is zero hope. You've been told it. You feel it. I mean, you can't deny it. Just hang in there. Take it one day at a time. See what happens. Wow. Yeah. So that's my story, my update, my absolutely incredible update. And I understand if you don't believe me, because it is an unbelievable story. I'm not supposed to be here, but here I am. And as a matter of fact, this episode today, it's twofold. You know, I wanted to kind of come back, coming in hot with a good update on my health. But I also want to celebrate, because today is a 3-year anniversary of this podcast. I can't even believe it. And the reason I remember, I get so scattered. I don't know if it's all this treatment of medications and just menopause, brain fog. I don't know. But I'm like, could it be? I swear it's only 2 years, but it is 3 years because I remember I started it on 4-3-2-1 so I could have a countdown in my marketing when I was dropping this podcast. I wanted 4-3-2-1 blast off, right? Isn't that clever? So 2021 was the year. And yeah, I'm going to math it out here, and that's 3 years ago. So cheers to Hello Cancer Friends. I could not do this podcast without all of you and all of my wonderful guests who have shared their stories. Thank you, and happy birthday to all my cancer friends. I have never felt more inspired to continue this podcast. I really want to keep going. As long as friends still want to share, I still want to host. Reach out, HelloCancerFriends.com, if you'd like to share your story. Thank you. That wraps up this special episode of Hello Cancer Friends. And guess what? I'm going to drop another episode in just a few days, because I have a very special guest, my special new friend, Jennifer. She's going to share her story, so you're not going to want to miss that. And you'd have to only wait just a couple days. So until next time, take good care. Bye-bye.